Hi, you are listening to the Empowered Parent Podcast with me, Dana Bell Tudors, speech pathologist, parent coach, and NLP practitioner. I am passionate and committed to supporting parents to be the very best they can be for the children they care for. My career has enabled me to meet and work with many inspiring individuals who have contributed positively to children's lives, either as parents, grandparents, aunties, uncles, friends, professionals, community members, and volunteers. The aim of this podcast is to bring their stories to you so you can learn from their experiences and also have an opportunity to have your story and voice heard by others. Only by sharing with each other can we learn together. It definitely takes a village to raise a child. So, let's get inspired, let's get learning, let's get started. Welcome to episode 2 of the Empowered Parent Podcast with me as your host, Dana Bell Tudors, your parent coach and champion. In today's episode, we will discuss what we mean by an empowered parent. Empowerment is a buzzword we are hearing more and more around the traps. But what does it actually mean? Empowerment. If we break it down, it means that we are meant to stay in our power, not in anyone else's power, but in our own power. I believe, and quantum physics shows, that we all have the ability to attract things into our lives based on the energy or frequency we put out. We are all energy. We all emit various frequencies. If we emit higher frequencies, we attract higher frequencies. If we emit lower frequencies, we attract lower frequencies. I know in the past I would sometimes wake up and feel heavy, clouded, and dull. This would be more of a lower frequency. This would then manifest into a day of more lower frequencies, of heaviness, gloominess, and where everything seemed to go wrong or just didn't sit right. Now I know how to get myself into a state of those higher frequencies, where my state of mind is in good shape. I have positive thoughts, a positive outlook, gratitude for the small things in my life, and my days feel bright, cheerful, and full of wonderful surprises and relationships. I'm grateful. We manifest the life we want and desire. Did you know, dear parent, that most times we are living our days out in survival mode and we don't even know what we want, what we are thinking, saying, feeling, or doing to attract people, events, experiences into our life that would manifest a better life for us, our child and family? A lot of things happen unconsciously in our lives. If we don't know what we want clearly, if we are not consciously aware of the things we want or take time to work on them, then how will they show up in our lives? We are often walking around in trances, trances of exhaustion, trances of tiredness, trances of daydream, and trances of if only this would happen scenarios. I know because I've been there and still catch myself trancing. Our lives are busy. They are full of distractions. Think about it. Someone's talking to you, the phone rings, the TV's on in the background, you're thinking about what to prepare for dinner that night. The children are arguing with each other in the background. Wow. There's a lot to handle and juggle at the same time. It's easy to step out of your power here and become a victim of your circumstance. To be in the trance. Someone who is pushed and pulled in many ways by others and the environment, and to lose sense of who you truly are, what you truly desire and want for yourself in your life. To lose your mindfulness. So what can we do and what can you do to step back into your power? Well, first of all, stop and check in with yourself. I call this my nano check-in. This is where I close my eyes or focus on a particular spot just above me and take a deep breath. Here I get back in touch with my breathing, my body, and my energy levels. My thoughts slow and I recenter myself in this moment. I also thank myself, because if you don't appreciate and thank yourself for who you are and take a moment for yourself, then who will? I do this many times a day, especially when I'm pushed and pulled in different directions. This helps me think clearly and prioritize what I need to do next. It's a reboot or a quick self-check-in and recharge. That's so important when there are so many thoughts and distractions in my life. Secondly, know you are on a never-ending journey of learning and self-discovery. In our practice at My Therapy House, we believe that parent knowledge, skills, and well-being is paramount for children's development. We not only teach parents about their children and how to understand their children's profiles, but we also take time to understand the parents and what is driving them or blocking their progress in being the best parent they can be for their child. I often encourage parents to seek more help at home so they can take a break, enroll in courses so they can learn more about themselves, seek out mental health support for themselves to help them in their journey, and even a coach to help them keep on course in their self-development, growth, and learning. I see huge changes for the parents who do this. By seeking out and getting more help at home does not mean that you are a worse parent. It means that you are an empowered parent. Parents who have more help at home grow from feeling they are out of control of their lives where nothing seems to be going right to being confident, empowered, where things are developing well for themselves, their child and family. And then they are even able to support other parents in their journeys. You'll be hearing more from these empowered parents in my future episodes. The next thing is to take a break and time out for yourself when you can. This is crucial. Stepping away from the daily grind is important for being able to take on a different perspective on your life. I remember my teachers at school saying, if you can't solve something, just leave it for a while and come back to it later. Well, it's the same with our lives. Sometimes we need to step back and leave the routine, the day-to-day tasks, so we can gain a different perspective, which then gives us the answers we need, gives us more energy to tackle life's challenges and keep going. Basically, it's breaking ourselves out of the trance of our daily grind. Just like your phone needs recharging, so do you. A flat battery is no good to anyone. I recharge myself by going for a hike or putting on my headphones and listening to an inspirational podcast or watching Netflix by myself, going to the gym, listening to music, going out with friends, speaking to my husband about what we're going to do over the weekend, dreaming about our future, going for a walk, baking a cake, just because, not for anyone else. You, dear parent, need to think about what you do or what you can do more of to recharge yourself. Maybe you've always wanted to join the gym, a dance class, go to the movies by yourself, go out with your friends, go out for coffee in the middle of the day, take a day off. Do it. Life is short. This time doesn't come back. Your child needs you to be charged and motivated and not traveling on empty and almost flat or even flat. If you can't leave your child, reach out and seek help. There are great organizations around that can help you with this. Carers Gateway is one that comes to mind. You can find more information about Carers Gateway on the My Therapy House website under Families Resources. Celebrate the positives, no matter how small they are. As humans, we can be very judgmental of ourselves and others. I know I am, or should I say, I was. We see that we can't do or don't do, rather than what we do and can do. Often that negative self-talk takes over in our head. I'm not good enough. I don't have enough. I don't know enough. I don't do enough. It's important to break through this spiral of negativity. Stop yourself. Whether it's physically putting your hands out to say stop, or looking the other way, or just saying, yes, I can, and yes, I do, and look, I did. Think about all the things you've done and been successful at. Think of yourself as the competent and successful parent who has given birth to your beautiful child, dressed your child, fed your child, nurtured your child. Take time to step back and look at your child's smile. Look at the gleam in their eye. Listen to their laughter. Look at their happy movements. They are smiling. They are gleaming. They are laughing. They are happily moving because of you. You have given them the confidence and security to be happy within themselves, to be happy with their lives. Give yourself a pat on the back for giving them such a great life to be happy in. It doesn't take much. All children need is our approval, our love, our kindness, our acceptance and understanding. The more you can say, yes, I love and accept my child for who they are, the more you can accept yourself as their parents for who you are. Celebrate yourself as a parent. Celebrate the little accomplishments you achieve every day. And by doing so, you celebrate your child, and your child feels and knows this. This provides your child with a solid foundation to grow and develop at their pace and in their own way. Surround yourself with positive people. I love the people in my life. I've worked hard to build my therapy house as being a positive, vibrant, creative place of employment. I have a fantastic handful of social friends with whom I can laugh with, share my woes with, and just be me with. My husband and I work on keeping our relationship and communication positive every day. We've banned sarcasm at home because this can easily start spiraling into negativity. We appreciate the little things we do for each other. We appreciate our life. We express our love for each other by telling each other we love each other, saying thank you, by smiling at each other, by highlighting that what we are grateful for, by complimenting each other. There is not enough of that, not enough positive language and expression in the world. So why not generate more of it? Let's do it for ourselves. Start by positive self-talk. then express positive feelings and thoughts to your child, your family, your friends, your community. You will become that positive person and attract more positive people in your life. People will want to be around you. Positivity attracts positivity. And be the champion and advocate for your child. I have seen parents step back into their power by becoming confident in being the best advocate they can be for their child. At my therapy house, the therapists work with parents to help them to be the best advocates by working with parents to understand their own and their child's profiles better. We'll be talking more about this in upcoming episodes. To change language around their child, instead of trying to fix their child or find a cure for their child or make their child better or make their child fit in, embrace your child, celebrate their neurodiversities, see what their strengths are, work to their strengths. Therapists help parents to celebrate their child's journey with them, to be with their child in the moment for many moments. Each session is a mindfulness session. Look at your child through your eyes of wonder instead of eyes of judgment. Therapists also work to help parents understand that everyone's journey is different. All children develop differently. So stop comparing. See your child for who they are. They are unique and amazing in their own right. Therapists work with parents to help them to show their child they accept and appreciate them through their facial expressions, body language, tone of voice, and other forms of communication, whether verbal or nonverbal. One subtle look can change the way a child will read the parent's cues. One slight change in voice tone or body posture can disconnect a child from a parent. Know that your child is doing the best they can with what they have in this moment, as are you, dear parent. It's so important not to be wishing your child or yourself to be someone else. You are you. They are them. Learn to love yourself and each other in this moment and this time, because this time is precious and will not come again. Have faith in yourself and have faith in your child and have faith in the process. The process is the most important thing, not the destination. Work with a great family therapist or coach to help you change your state of mind. This is so important. The mind is a very powerful tool. It often wanders into the negative realm. That's where all the negative self-talk comes from. But it's important to really strengthen our empowerment muscles in our brain. And really, sometimes the only way to do this is with a great coach who understands children, adults, parents, disability, and most importantly, mindset. And most importantly, have fun and find joy in being with and interacting with your child. Find joy in being a parent. Look at young children. They are joyful in being themselves. They have fun all the time. They don't know any better. They're not judging. They're making the most of every moment and learning with eyes wide open in wonder. Yes, your journey may not be the one you signed up for, but it's yours. It's your unique one. Make the best of it. Take the learnings from it. Empower yourself with what you do on this journey and how you transform your life and mindset with all the challenges and wins this life has provided you. Remember, it's not what happens to you, but what you do with it that counts. Who knows your child best? You do. An empowered parent brings out the best in their child. So get to empowering yourself. In the coming weeks, do some nano self-check-ins. Take some time out for yourself and reflect on and even write down all the things you know about your child that nobody else would know, that are unique to you as your child's empowered parent. Write down all the ways you advocate and champion for your child. Listen to the positive things people are saying about your parenting and write them down. Ignore the negatives, because there will always be those. Just let them drift on by. And be sure to share something positive about yourself as an empowered parent in the comments below or with other parents. By doing this, you are helping yourself, actualizing yourself, and you're also helping another parent. Thanks for listening, and I hope you found the information in this podcast useful. Please like, share, and subscribe. Be sure to listen next week for more information about getting empowered to be the best you can be for the child you care for. If you are interested in finding out more about your unique self and situation and to be coached by me, Dana Baltudis, please contact me via my website in the description below. And remember, you stay empowered by learning more about yourself, staying true to yourself, and therefore true to your child. By being empowered, you bring out the best in yourself, which brings out the best in your child.